The Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, addresses several issues surrounding PrintPak's potential tax abatement, including requiring the company to hire Monroe County residents for the new building's construction. County Councilmember Jeff McKim, who worked with county attorneys, PrintPak, and fellow councilmember Jill Lesh to draft the MOU, says the group considered several different conditions PrintPak would be required to go along with to receive the abatement. McKim says many of the stipulations considered for the MOU could also have some negative side effects, but he's confident they've ironed out a solution.
If we had essentially allowed Monroe County contractors to learn what the lowest bid is and then revise their bid, there would be an incentive to bid high. There'd be no incentive to bid low if you know that you can then get what the lowest bid is and revise your bid then. So what that could actually do is in a sense make Monroe County labor less competitive rather than more competitive.
Instead, the MOU states that Monroe County-based companies must be awarded building project contracts, but only if those providers offer the best value, meaning they must supply equal services at a lower price or better services at the same price as other non-local competitors. But this rule would not apply to any contractors who've received a letter of intent prior to PrintPak's signing of the MOU, which so far has not happened. Still, McKim says it seems PrintPak is already following the practice of hiring Monroe County contractors whenever possible, even without the MOU.
When Monroe County-based companies have submitted bids and letters of intent have been sent, 20% of the bidders were Monroe County-based companies, but of the dollars awarded, 73% have been to Monroe County-based subcontractors. So to me, what that proves is that both that PrintPak is very interested in hiring Monroe County labor, but also that Monroe County contractors are highly competitive.
The MOU also spells out the compensation guidelines for PrintPak's workers and requires the company to maintain employment above 140 in order to stay within, quote, substantial compliance with the county. If PrintPak were not to fulfill any of these requirements, the business would be asked to pay back a portion of the abated taxes. The council will hold a final public hearing and vote on whether to offer an abatement next week. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.